Hey, Bronco Country, welcome to an exciting episode of Cover 2. I'm Ray Crockett. He's the Ring of Famer, Steve Atwater. And I know you're probably looking at me and saying, man, he looks different. It's Victory Monday.
He's looking fly. He's feeling good, looking good. Why are you looking so good, man? Why are you feeling this way?
Hey, that's how the players felt yesterday. So I'm trying to...
Trying to represent.
Trying to do my part. There was a couple of milestones that happened in this game yesterday that I was very excited to see. First, Von Miller recorded 6 double-digit sack years in his first 7. Only 2 other guys to do that, Stevie. You know who they are.
Reggie White and DeMarcus Ware.
Future Hall of Famer. So hopefully that's the route that Von Miller is about to take. Now, there was another milestone that happened. This is dear to our heart because we know this guy very well. So on offense, I'll let you handle it.
Yeah, Demaryius Thomas, wide receiver, did a wonderful job. Played another solid game. Moved into second place on the all-time touchdown list for the Denver Broncos. Surpassing our guy, Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
And still 12 touchdowns behind our guy, Rod Smith. So,
yeah, Rod has 68.
Yeah, he still got a little 56. Ways to go.
He has a dozen to go.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough fitting. But here's a different milestone that we can talk about. It's also a good one, though. Offense, 0 turnovers. We've been waiting on that all year.
Yeah, I mean, we've had several games where we've talked about the turnovers being an issue. This is the game where we came out and we really didn't have any turnovers, played a good, solid game offensively. I thought that offensive line did a good job. I thought our guy Austin Traylor, tight end, did a great job of making several key blocks. Really a total game by the offense.
Yeah, and this is the first time that I can say in the red zone that I left there feeling we would score and not kick field goals. Even though we kicked a couple of field goals, we missed one, but it was a solid, solid domination feeling for the offense and on the defense. Man, now this is where the excitement comes in. 100 total yards for a NFL offense against the defense.
This has got to be a first, man. My first time witnessing a team hold another team to 100 yards total offense, including passes and running. Really an amazing feat. They played well all across the board there on the defensive side of the ball.
So do you feel that we got a lot better, or to get better, we just had to get the Jets?
Well, I think we certainly improved, because I think a lot of things that were affecting us were self-inflicted. The penalties that we were having, a lot of the turnovers were bad decisions, and we corrected those things yesterday. I think coming out with the 3 tight end set, 2 tight end sets, 21 personnel helped us out. I think it helped the offense feel a lot more comfortable that they had the protection, and Trevor Siemian felt more comfortable in the pocket throwing those passes.
Yeah, I think Musgrave has to be commended with the job he did as an offensive coordinator. Took him a couple of weeks, but I think he's settling in and understanding the talent that we have. And I think that was a big part of it as well, was that we have to make sure that we understand what talent we have, and then we do things that they're capable of doing. On defense, what do you think about Joe Woods and the job he did yesterday? I thought he was very aggressive and he attacked more. How about yourself?
Yeah, I thought Joe Woods did a wonderful job putting that defensive game plan together. When Justin Simmons got hurt early in the game, I was a little bit concerned about how the defense would play, but everybody stepped up. Of course, Darren Stewart ended up getting a beautiful interception, returning it back, and Jamal Carter stepped in for Justin Simmons, and he ended up getting hurt. But I think once he got hurt, the guys settled down. They were confident enough in the game plan that I think Bradley Roby played some safety and ended up doing a really good job playing the safety position.
And I think what really made it easy for those guys was Von Miller, of course, Shane Ray, and all those guys. They really got some pressure on the quarterback. There was one play, or actually 2 plays back-to-back, where Von Miller did a spin move, hit the quarterback. Shane Ray came back and did a spin move, hit
the
quarterback.
I think that man did it. That man did
him in. Hey, that did him in. And I think that's when you know, though, when a team is really having fun and when it's going to be a good day. So I think we were off to a good start there. And on special teams, they weren't really special, but no turnovers, they caught the ball.
Right. That was a big thing. Jordan Taylor did a great job of securing the ball. He had a couple of nice returns as well, but he didn't put the ball on the ground. And I think that's exactly what they wanted out of Jordan, to be able to secure the ball first. And anything over that is just a bonus.
Yeah, it's definitely a plus. So, Bronco Country, here you have it. We finally had a great day. We finally had an exciting day for you guys to witness. And first and foremost, I want to commend you as well, because you showed up and you showed out. You were very loud. So let's keep that going. And hopefully the next week, maybe we'll have another victory.
Come out looking good again. I may have to get some glasses too to come out next week.
He'll never look this good. Tune in next week. Thank you.